Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How Alex, you ever been in a situation where a woman you were with thought you should fight on her behalf or for her?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Once.
As an adult?
Well, yeah, like in my 20s. Like, like a long time ago adult, you know, a childish adult.
In your 20s is adult.
But still, like, you go
high school, whatever.
Yeah, don't put me in that situation. You open up your big mouth and then you put me on the spot. Like, don't do that.
That sucks.
Oh, yeah. Steve, that didn't last long.
Steve, what about you?
No, I don't think so.
Kelly, have you ever?
Oh, yeah.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
Been expect you. Well, I was. You've had it where you expected a guy to fight for on your behalf?
Both. I had a, well, and when it happened to me where I was expected, I had a group of friends back home, and they're loud, they're not hard to break into. They've just known each other for a really long time, so they're comfortable, just like we are in this room, making jokes. And I was dating somebody really reserved at the time who didn't know that group of people, and every time he'd go there, he was like, I feel like I end up being the butt of the joke or I'm left out. So if you see that happening, can you like redirect the conversation or can you bring me into it? If I'm sitting there like, either one. And so that was nice. And I've definitely had people ask me to do certain stuff like that too on air.
But not in a fist fight.
No, not a fist fight. Good Lord, no.
Maitland, you ever been in a situation where Marilyn ran her mouth and now you need somebody to fight for her?
No.
Marilyn's her alter ego who drinks too much.
Marilyn's a scrapper though. Marilyn takes care of business on her own.
Doesn't need anybody
to fight for her.
Yeah. Well,
this email. Hey, the other night, me and my fiance were out with a bunch of friends, and a drunk guy made a very disrespectful comment to me at the bar. My fiance calmed me down and got us out of the situation. But then it struck me later, he did not confront the individual who insulted me. He just tried to calm me down. When I asked him about it later, he explained that his main goal was to avoid violence and get us out of there. His quote was, I don't believe in conflict and violence. All right, she writes, I get it. I understand his concern for our safety. On the other hand, I would have liked him to stand up for me. I believe that defending my honor is important even without resorting to violence. You think I'm wrong? Am I off base? What would you guys have done?
Yes.
I think he needs to be a man sometimes, and my boyfriend, or my fiance rather, came off like a bit of a bitch to me.
Oh, you lost me there.
I think defending you is different when it's an unpredictable stranger versus one of his buddies who took a joke too far. Like,
yeah,
him saying
absolutely.
Something to a stranger that's like, hey, don't talk to her like that. And then all of a sudden he ends up with his own foot up his own butt. Like, that's a little scary.
Or they both get arrested for, you know, causing a scene,
but
getting in a fight at a restaurant or whatever.
But if one of his friends is taking a joke a little too far or hurts my feelings or something, I would expect him to say, hey, man, that's not cool. Don't talk to my girl like
that.
Right.
Way different. Because they're probably not going to get in a fist fight.
Right. Yes. And if they do... That's not your fault.
Yeah, you're right. There are guys out there that they get drunk and they get violent and you don't know what you're dealing with.
They want a fight.
Mm-hmm. They are looking for a fight. So I think he did the right thing in diffusing the situation and getting them both the hell out of there and not dealing with that. I mean, it's great romanticism to go, oh, my guy's going to stand up for me and defend my honor like the old West. But, man, we don't live in those times.
No,
so.
people got shot in the street in the Old West.
Yeah, the Old West was not so great either.
Yeah, and it wasn't always the guy that was standing up for someone that won the gunfight.
Mm-hmm. And how that guy handled it, that's exactly, like, personally, that's exactly how my wife would want me to handle it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's,
she would say, nope, let's go, let's get out of here.
Right.
We don't want to make a scene. We don't, like, nobody wants that.
No, nobody. No, don't go into it shoving.
Mm-mm.
But I know there's people listening who is like, that guy's not a man if he didn't ball up his fist
absolutely.
And knock his nose off.
Definitely.
See, that's where she
lost
me.
There are people that are like that.
When she said the whole, like, I think he needs to man up. There's nothing about that. That, to me, just tells you that this person can't control their anger. And in response to someone who said something who was drunk and couldn't control themselves. Like, that, to me, is just asking, that's throwing gasoline on a fire when you're asking your man to fight this drunk guy for me and be a man. Like, oh, come on, grow up. To me, yeah. the man is the guy who takes care of his wife and says, I'm looking right at mm-hmm. you. I'm looking at you. I'm making sure you're okay. And I'm walking you away from this situation. And if this guy follows, then maybe he responds like any human would. Mm-hmm. But to like put his masculinity into question, you're asking him to defend you while also making him defend his masculinity. Mm-hmm. And I think that is so gross.
Yeah.
I think I would love if a man saw me in trouble and said, hey, let's get you out of here.
Yeah.
I'd say, oh, let's get me out of here and get me out of my clothes, please. That's so hot.
Three texts in a row. He defended her very well, just not the way she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Next text. He was a bitch. Defend your woman. And then from the Upper Peninsula, I'm not getting my nose broken for you. Sorry you weren't satisfied.
Yeah.
So yeah. that's the
yeah, the end game
the
goal should be to avoid anybody getting hurt.
It's too many nutbags.
Well, there yep. are. Yeah, you don't know what you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm. Well, and bars are going to call the cops when somebody starts
right.
to assault another person. Like, if it ends up just getting a little handsy, then they can break it up and kick them out. But, I mean, you hurt somebody in a bar, especially she's talking about knocking him out or whatever, he could get arrested.
Yeah, now his life is screwed up.
Now his life is screwed up, and on top of that, you're probably never allowed back at this bar again.
No.
If it's a great bar, that really sucks.
Yeah, no, it's not worth
yeah.
it. It's not worth it.
Right? Ruined the whole night.
Yeah.
As it was, you could have moved on from this situation if you yes. yourself weren't insecure. That, like, what is that? What does she get out of that, I guess? Is that an insecurity? That's, he didn't love me enough to get, probably.
No, well, and I think that just goes back to, like, toddlerism. She's got a, she's immature. That's my dad is tougher than your dad. I want to believe
be
that you're a tough guy.
Based on what the drunk guy was saying. Like, he could have been saying
yeah,
something
we don't
really,
know what it was.
Really inappropriate where she thought you deserve to get punched in the face for this. And maybe that's true to her, but, or he could have been harassing her for a lot longer than just that point where her husband finally said, or partner said, mm-hmm. hey, let's go.
Bet there's no women listening who completely agree with this woman who are like, that dude better have thrown hands. Cause I'm sure there are some.
Oh yeah.
Oh, definitely.
This one, my wife would be way more pissed if I started a fight after she was insulted. She would have been, and I think a lot of women would be like, you don't think I can handle things myself? I can't take a harsh word?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. He said something inappropriate, but he didn't put hands on anyone. That's a different story.
Oh, yeah.
If
I'm out at a bar with Maitland
and
somebody puts a hand on Maitland, they're done.
Yeah.
I'm going to figure something out. I'm going to figure something, whether it's a verbal or whether I put my hands on them. I'm going to be like, no, don't touch her. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely get protective, but I'm like, I don't know, just from being in bars in the 20s, when I was yeah. in my 20s, guys, that was when you could smack a girl's ass and still kind of get away with it. Not me.
Mm-hmm.
You don't smack my ass. You don't do that. And if I see my friends in that type of position, I'm that rude friend that's walking up and be like, really? I got a punchable face. Punch me.
Right.
Not her.
I love that. We've talked about it before. That there's a video. There's probably more than one, but the one I'm thinking of where the woman is the waitress. She goes by at the bar. You see some guy grab her ass, and then she sets the tray down and absolutely cold cocks him.
Oh, yeah, and the company stood by her.
Yeah,
too. The
absolutely.
Restaurant said that's assault.
Yeah.
But if anybody's being touched in a way they don't like, I've had mm-hmm. guy friends who have people hanging all over them, like people that just aren't getting the message or whatever, and you have to walk up and be like, hey, girl to girl here. And if you're not getting it, then I'll say, all right, look, you look sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
You're being a pick-me girl. Do you want to look like this? No, back off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had friends that they were the one that wanted their dude to fight?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Really?
I'm sure.
You ever seen a situation where somebody was kind of egging it on? Like, they kind of wanted, maybe even just two guys fighting over her, not because of a perceived insult or slight. Like in the movies where, like, oh, they're going to fight for me. I don't know. I think
I've
ever
definitely seen that.
You
I
have?
Saw it in college. Yes. Definitely. That is the, I'm going to pick a fight. Now you finish it for me. The big mouth drunk girl. That's a bit what happened with me the time.
Mm-hmm.
Big mouth drunk and starts running her mouth. And then she's like, do something. You going to do something? I'm like, no, quit it. That guy's going to beat the crap out of me.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to break up with you and I'm going to leave you at the Celebration 8 or wherever
yeah.
we are.
That's a guy who likes to fight. I can tell.
In eighth grade. Same, but different. My friend Jessica was dating this guy, Corey, and Jessica was super cute, very sweet, very loving. And then this guy, I think his name was Jeremiah or Jedediah, I can't remember. He was saying bad stuff, and he kept egging it on, wanting to get all these rumors started about Jessica. And Corey walked up to him, and he said, "Did you say this about Jessica?" And Jessica was standing there, and she was like, "He definitely did." And then he looks right at Corey, and Jeremiah goes, "I did." Corey swung, knocked him right out.
Wow.
He was almost asking for it, in my opinion, with the way that he was speaking about. But we were in eighth grade. I'd never seen anything like that. I was like, whoa, that kid just flew to space.
Yeah.
This one, I stood up for a friend at the bar and got punched by a guy, knocked out cold while I was wearing a sundress. Okay. Yeah, that's a bad dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that if I saw a man attacking a woman, I would go feral. And I would also hope that I had men.
I think a lot of people would at this point.
A lot of people would go
feral. So we could all do that together, because just me, I'm too gangly and Gumby-like. But
then he's just beating up two women.
Yeah, I'm just like a wet noodle in a pool.
I'm going to need more help. Yeah. I'm going to jump in, but I know I'm so far on the right side of history that I will be joined by Legion.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.